This is the Will Podcast.
Welcome back to The Will. Today's podcast is brought to you by Cooper Brothers Clothing, the ultimate gentleman's store. They specialize in tailored suits, ties, bow ties, and offer the ultimate gentleman's experience with their combined barbershop. To visit their store, head to the Castle Hill Towers Mall, and they are located on level 2. For a limited time only, Cooper Brothers are offering 20% off or online and in-store purchases. Online code is The Will, and in store, if you mention the podcast, you will receive a 20% off discount.
That's pretty good discount,
isn't it? 20%, yeah. That's pretty good. Hi guys, welcome to the podcast. Today's episode is episode number 5, so we're very excited to bring you today's episode. Today's episode is actually an emergency pod where we are going to talk about the NBA with all the free agency moves that's happened today and yesterday. Fortunately for myself, I have the help of three friends. I've got Will and Darby returning, and we've got the new Jake. How are we, fellas?
Yes, sir.
Good.
You're not going to do pop, pop, pop. Pop, 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 pop. Intro music is back. So for today, we are doing the NBA. So with all the moves that happened today, we're going to do open format where we can just talk about everything that happened. In any particular order, and we will just go from there. So obviously, boys, the first one.
Here we go. The biggest one.
The first one. The
DeAndre biggest, Jordan to the Mavericks.
I was about to say Omri Caspi to the Grizzlies.
The sharpshooter.
Okay, give him some time. Give him some air time.
So we'll go. Let's dive into this one for. I'd say this is going to take us about 10 minutes. So LeBron signed a 4-year deal, $155 million to the Lakers.
So it's LA coming to Bron.
The LA Bron. Bron.
So what are our initial thoughts, gentlemen? I want to save mine for last because I'm a Laker fan and I'm filthy.
So I'll go first. I actually think it's really funny, because I know everyone in LA that goes for Lakers hates LeBron. So now they sort of got to eat their words and not eat their words, but they got to cheer on LeBron after they hate him for so many years.
That's very true.
And, you know, they got to maybe see him get more than Kobe and act like they're cool with it.
Will not happen.
Let's just act like they're cool with it.
That will not happen.
I know Kobe gave him his blessings and all, but that's where it stops.
So
that's
before I pass it over, you know, I've got to ask every Laker fan, who's better out of LeBron and Kobe? I'll just leave it at that.
Are we talking Lakers edition?
Who's the better player?
Who's a better player or who's better at choking? I don't know.
Who's the better player?
So we have, just to run it over again, I'm a Lakers fan. Will is a Grizzly fan. Darby is a Golden State fan.
I'm a heartbroken Laker fan right
Coward
now.
Coward fan. And Jake, the new member, is a LeBron Chaser fan. So Jake, as a LeBron fan, what are your thoughts about LA?
I'm happy for him to do it.
Yep.
I think I agree with him going, because he initially went back to Cleveland to win a championship.
Yep.
And he's done that, and I'm happy to see him in the yellow and purple.
Yes. Oh. So I've got the blessing from a LeBron fan, Darby.
Well, clearly, I mean, what else are you going to get from LeBron?
I've already got my bandwagon form as well.
I saw the form is viral on Facebook.
You saw the form? We brought the form.
Oh, we've got the form here. So we'll be handing it out at the Cooper Brothers store if you want to come pick it up.
Yes. That's another 20% discount.
There's about 100 of you. Darby, as an ex-Laker fan.
The reason why I'm an ex-Laker fan, because I knew this was going to happen.
That is a cop out.
I have to say, one of the funniest things though is seeing a lot of bandwagon fans welcoming more bandwagon fans, if that makes sense.
Look, I'll be honest.
But the funny thing is, some bandwagon fans aren't even coming on the Laker bandwagon because they hate the Lakers, but they're going to support LeBron, which is kind of weird.
Regardless.
That's sort of like me.
Regardless.
But
they actually, because you got a team. So they don't have a team. They're just like,
follow LeBron.
But the way I see it, I feel like real Laker fans still aren't used to it right now. It's a bit of a shock for real Laker fans, especially Kobe Bryant fans. Let's put it that way. Kobe Bryant fans, they probably won't like it straight away. But I feel like the minute LeBron gets 40, 50 wins, 60 wins in a season, all that will be forgotten. You know what I mean? Like, it's at the end of the day, Lakers have suffered too much for the last 5 or 6 years. They wanna get to the playoffs. And if this is the way they got to do it, they got to do it. But it's not the way we would have wanted to. But true Laker fans, we'll need some time adjusting.
Did I just hear you say we?
I always say we. You know me. It's always we. My hashtag is we.
I thought you were in the Bay Area now, brother.
I am in the Bay.
Into the
it's nicely in the Bay.
But so what? A good point you said is when they win, they're going to win 40.
Oh, easy.
Even without whoever they want to get. They're going to go, we're going to win 40.
But that's what I mean. Lakers just want to see us win again. Fans are like amazing. You know, but the thing is, that's just the way it's moving right now. The landscape's moving that way. If LeBron comes to LA and he gets us the 60 wins, 50 wins a season, we'll take it.
Yeah, see,
I'm
a Kobe fan and I don't like LeBron. So I'm torn in regards to what to do. So when I actually heard about the news, I think I was angry more than...
You still look depressed.
I am depressed.
By the way, he's still sweating right now. He's like, I gotta get him some tissues.
Happy about it at all. I've vented on Facebook a bit. I vented to my wife, who has no idea about the NBA.
You're not gonna take it out of her?
I think it was always gonna happen. I just didn't want it to happen.
Yeah.
But now it's here. I think I just gotta embrace it because you're getting the second greatest player ever for nothing. I mean, 38 million a year is not much, considering how good he is. And hopefully we can go get another player.
You're saying he took a pay cut?
Yeah, he's only on 30, 70. Yeah. But initially with LeBron, I think a few of us thought he was going to LA, but to see him actually do it is crazy.
Yeah. Last week we were talking about it. It didn't hit me as much as it did actually today, seeing him with a Laker jersey on and stuff like that. Last week we were just talking about it. did not hit me as much as it did today.
Yeah.
Then last week, not one of you actually said he would go to the Lakers.
No, we did. So I think... I need to clear something up. So Will, I'm Willie. Will Key is Willie as Will.
Will.
So everyone assumed it was his podcast last week. So I kept saying Will.
The life of the party guy.
The life of the party.
So I'm going to to separate ourselves. I'm going to refer to him as Wilson. Because that's what we used to do.
Oh yeah, Wilson.
And
Wilson,
then I'll go with Willie still, but...
You sound like you're mad. He took the limelight. Are you mad? Are you mad?
No, I'm not mad.
You sound like you're mad. He took the limelight.
Enjoy the podcast. But, so I think, Will, you went Cavs? You said
I said Spurs.
I said he'd stay.
I said Rockets.
And all three of us were way wrong.
Yeah. Way out of line.
Yeah. Initially, when you were listening last week, Jake, what did you think?
I had a feeling it was going to be L.A. I just think the way the season ended in Cleveland.
Yep.
I think he was always going to go.
Yep. And I think it's the whole aspect of Hollywood and all of that stuff.
Plus his family.
He's got two houses.
His family wants to go to LA.
Yeah, his two boys are enrolled into high schools in LA, so it kind of makes sense.
His house will never be vandalized again, that's for sure.
Oh, no, no way.
His house is safe.
I'll put glitter on that house.
Yeah. Sprinkle it.
Yeah,
Laker great.
He's already like
statue.
The greatest Laker ever.
So we're going to like in regards to that. So if you look at the top 10 scorers of all time, 8 of them have played for the Lakers at some point. And then in my personal opinion, my top 10 greatest players ever, 6 of them have played for the Lakers. And he's just joined that. So I think that's crazy.
Wow.
So it says a lot about the Lakers, but then they're still one banner behind the Celtics. So
16 banners, baby!
So that still says a lot about the Celtics as well. Because in my top 10, I've only got 2 Celtics players.
Mm-hmm.
So 6-2, and they've still got more banners than the Lakers. It's crazy.
But LeBron coming on board at this late stage of his career, does he still get a recognition as a...
Laker great? Probably not, because it's only 4 years. If he wins a ring...
The one is good enough.
Well, there's only one every year.
I'm just saying, all the others have won multiple.
What do you think, Wilson?
I think it depends on the...
I think if you can win, bring one. I think
it's going to be hard to get one.
It's good. Yeah. Especially with this Warriors team out there.
Yeah. I think he's got to go through the Warriors
to
do
make
it
like a personal...
Not get to the conference finals and it's like just the Rockets.
Yep.
And then, you know what I mean? Because the beef,
it's with the Warriors.
The robbery there is with the Warriors.
Yeah, not with the Rockets. He has to go through the Warriors. I agree.
But, I mean, the way the team stands right now, do you think they have
They're top 6 in the West with the current team.
Top 6?
Yes. So I've got in front of them, I'll put Warriors, Rockets.
I'll be willing to put them there 3.
You reckon?
You saw Portland there at 3 this year. They weren't that great at all.
I was just going to say the Spurs, but the Spurs are done if Kawhi goes. Yeah. And if he doesn't want to play. So we'll get into that. He's next. We'll talk about him next.
Mm, mm.
But if he doesn't play, then they're toast.
It's got to be number three.
So they might be top four, if you think about it. OKC is not going to be top four. They have the talent.
So you think top six?
For sure top six. But now he's pushing me to top four.
I'll play it safe and go to top six.
Yeah.
I was just going to say playoffs. I think once they get into the playoffs,
then they can kind of...
Anything can happen. Yeah. But I wasn't going to go that ahead of...
You're going top eight, though?
Top eight.
With LeBron?
Yeah, yeah.
So, at the moment, their squad, they've got a good squad, really young.
Oh, really? I think
they can. So, they've got a really good squad, but if he can add on another piece, which we'll go into next...
I'm just curious how Luke Walton is going to use LeBron.
Yeah. He is
different.
Wetting himself right now. He's getting the best player in the world.
Mm. But I just don't know how he's going to use him. LeBron is used to the East. The system's in the East. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
West is just different.
I think the three coaches that LeBron has moved to, so he went from... Obviously, went from Cleveland to Miami with Spo. And then went from Miami to Cleveland with the... What was that? Blatt?
David Blatt.
And then he went from Blatt to Lou. I think the only one who handled him well was Eric Spoelstra in Miami. I think he handled him really well. And then now Luke Walton's pretty much got to do exactly what Spo done in LA. And I'm not sure
if... Does Luke Walton survive as coach?
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of pressure on him already, man, to perform. Because, I mean, they want to see results.
Yeah. And he's got... I think he's only got 2 more years on his contract. So if he doesn't give results, they'd get rid of him.
He's a good coach.
He is a really good coach.
But don't ask LeVar.
Yeah.
But if they don't succeed, they're going to get rid of him. That's what they always do. But who's out there that can replace him?
But at the same time, everyone's job's on the line. I mean, they need to get another big free agent or any big signing. Regardless, I mean, LeBron just won't be able to do it.
Yeah, but he should be good enough for job security, do you think?
For who?
For Magic.
One's
good enough. If it's LeBron, well, he counts as two.
If you still need another one. I think he needs to get one more. With the years that he's had there.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, if you're going against the Big Four.
By yourself. Yeah.
You should have just stayed in Cleveland and had an easy run to the playoffs. You know what I mean? So, I actually think... They need
someone else
this year, but like right now, they need another big name. If they can get whatever it takes, they have to get him.
So the important thing is he's locked in for... He doesn't have an opt out. He can't opt out. He's stuck for 4 years.
No, I think it's three.
Three was there.
I think it was three and one. A play option.
Yeah, he's pretty much committed for at least 3 years.
Are you gonna be okay with that for the next 3 years, man?
I still don't know what I'm gonna do,
man.
I'm thinking about going to Clipper Nation.
Come to the Bay.
We'll see Doc Rivers. Bay, we will see Doc Rivers.
Hey, he let his son go.
Yeah, he's,
you know.
Yeah, I might have to go there.
He walked home. He got home. And he's like, "Dad, train me."
There was a lot of domestics in the Rivers.
He could have just grounded me, but no, like.
So with that, we'll roll on. So Darby was saying he needs someone else, and the most likely option is Kawhi Leonard. So Kawhi Leonard, fellas, what do we see happening there?
Yeah,
yay or nay?
Gonna depend on if
who's playing the hardball.
They're patient or not? I think it's Spurs.
Yes,
playing hardball.
Pop doesn't want to help out a rival.
Yeah, especially being in the same conference.
I actually don't think it's only Paul. I think it's the higher power as well, like with the organization. They don't want to give Kawhi and then struggle for the next 4 or 5 years.
Which they will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think they want to get some good players and see if they can at least make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, straight away.
Like, but that's what they're going to expect.
So if Kawhi can come, who goes for the Lakers? Anyone?
Oh man!
I think you'd give anyone at this point.
Take your pick, like Caldwell Pope. You got... I'll give away Lonzo. I'll give away...
I think the only one I'd keep is Kuzma.
Yeah,
the only one who's really ready to...
Yeah, but
to
like
contribute.
As I was saying to Jake today earlier, what is Kuzma gonna give to you in the next 10 years that Kawhi can't give to you right now? You know, like, I mean, you want to rebuild with Kuzma.
But you can never have too many guys who can pass, dribble, shoot.
Yeah, but like, I mean, is LeBron... Like, LeBron's got a 3-year option plus 1 or 4 years in total, whatever.
Yep.
He might not even be great by the 4th or 3rd year, right? You need to give him someone right now. Like, Kuzma, you can't just sit there and be patient with him. That's what they did with Kobe. They were trying to rebuild around him. It's not going to work. Like, you got LeBron here for a reason. Build around him right now. That's how I feel like.
I get that point.
That's why I feel that point too.
I think instead of Kuzma, it should be Ingram.
Look, any of them, they're still great players to trade. Like, you can still get some good returns for them. Yeah. But I would do it right now, and then...
Just anyone? You wouldn't care who it is?
I wouldn't care. Because if I'm getting Kawhi, man, like, this dude's won a championship.
Yeah.
Defensive player as well. Can score.
Finals MVP.
Like, he at one point was single-handedly nearly took down Golden State in that couple of games before he got injured.
I was in the building when he dropped 44 in the playoffs. Kawhi? Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Memphis. Like, Kawhi, Lonzo, Ingram, and Randall.
You'd put all of them up.
No. What I'm saying is, like, I'll trade any of them if need be.
If you have to.
I can't wait 10 years to get them to to their peak. Right? If I've got LeBron right now, I want to get peak players right now.
Yeah, you've got to go all in.
I got to go all in. I got to do like an all-star team if I have to. But
I think the only player that they really want is Ingram. So you're just going to have to
take them.
Put Ingram. I'm happy for them to trade. Look, if it's going to get Kawhi. They're playing the same position.
You give Ingram and like, you wouldn't even think twice about it.
Yeah.
But then you look at his peers. He's not better than the two wings up in Boston.
No.
So
he's not better than the guy who was drafted in front of him, Ben Simmons. He's nowhere near as good as him.
Look, I must say, like, Ingram actually played really well last year. Like,
bad roster.
But I thought he actually played really well. Like, I think he's got a lot of potential. Every player, Lakers actually do sign some decent players. They do scout some really good players.
Yeah.
But this rebuilding thing is not going to work if you have LeBron there. Like, if LeBron had to do that, he had Lakers players and George Hill and all them in Cleveland right now. You know what I mean? Like, he needs players that can win him right now. Like, that's just... It is what it is, I think.
Yeah. So, here's a point I forgot to bring up with LeBron. So, LeBron masterminded the Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr. trade right to Cleveland. Do you think he was doing that to prepare himself for go-over so he didn't have to play with those two in L.A.?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You don't think he was thinking that far ahead?
I think he was clearing it out, but like not to a point where he was like thinking that far ahead. Like, because I mean, they're still decent players.
I don't think so because those should have been good moves. They just didn't pan out when they got to Cleveland.
Yeah. In the season, they were okay. But what I'm thinking is, I think at some point LeBron knew, okay, I can get through the East, but I'm not going to beat the Warriors. What's the point of kind of stacking this side if I'm going to leave anyway? So if he always knew he was going to go to LA, maybe he predetermined what he was going to do for the future and kind of moved them early. I know he had to struggle with them for a season.
I actually think he put too much pressure on the front office to get players to in by players. The trade, and he kind of stuffed it up. He shot himself in the foot. Like, I really think he put too much pressure on them to get some players, and this is all they could get. Because really, there's like every team's got three or four big names now. There's no decent players left to
kind of pull over. Yeah,
you know, like even right now with LeBron, like I mean, you haven't got too many players that you can still bring in. Back in the days when it was just like one player per team or something, there were still enough players around which you can lure in. Right?
Yeah.
Right now, you can't. So, that's how I feel about it.
Does anything happen to Isaiah Thomas now at Lakers?
That's what. Yeah. I think
I wouldn't be paying him.
I wouldn't be paying him, but if we can use him somewhere to get someone better
off the bench,
no, get rid of him.
Oh, okay.
I'm not keeping him.
Yeah, but
so the Lakers also signed Lance Stevenson, JaVale McGee, and then they re-signed Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Lance Stevenson can run the bench, so we can get rid of IT. But depending on who's left on our bench is going to be.
So we did pretty well signing these players without letting much go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now if we want someone else, then we're going to have to let a lot go. So, I mean, Brook Lopez is off the books. IT's off the books for the Lakers. So, and we've got to get rid of that Deng contract.
Maybe they just stretch that.
The Deng contract.
Yeah, the Deng contract is the killer. So
either they stretch it or they move it with Lonzo.
So Chicago are apparently interested in the Deng contract, but they want Lonzo as well. So
take him.
I said the same thing. That's going to kill me, but I said the same thing.
Who are you going to get back from Chicago?
Chris Dunn? I wouldn't mind Chris Dunn.
I wouldn't mind him, but he's not.
Whoever we get, we'll probably waive him anyway.
Yeah. LeBron's going to play point anyway. There's no point having a good point guard.
Unless they go for Dame.
But that's going to be awkward, right? LeBron is there right now, and IT is there, and I remember in Cleveland they didn't get along.
Well, they're going to get rid of IT. That's the first move LeBron wants. But Dame is a good point. So no one has ever brought up Dame so far, but a few people have. How does he come?
Trade.
Lillard?
It's got to be trade.
Nah, he's not leaving. He's not leaving Portland.
You think?
Nah.
He's a Cali boy.
He is, but there's a lot of Cali boys. I mean, there's Russell Westbrook, there's Kevin Love, there's all these guys. If we really wanted to put up a Cali team, it would have been easy to get him, and we still can't get him. Like Paul George.
You don't think he leaves that falling block that is Portland? They're terrible.
Nah. Nah, I mean, he took like vacation.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
I mean, like, they were fine. It just, they just need another piece, I think.
If they were to trade for him, who trade? Who goes?
That's the same thing. You give up anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I would, man. I mean, this is
Dame and LeBron. Do they work?
Yeah.
Well, Dame, LeBron,
and someone else.
Every time LeBron and chokes, Kawhi. That's when Lillard comes in, right? Yeah. Every time LeBron's got to choke, like Lillard will come.
Why
in.
Would you need Lillard when he was swept first round?
Yeah, it was swept by the Pelicans. Like, I mean, that was, that was just a matchup thing. I mean, that was just a matchup.
Drew Holiday just shut him down.
Drew Holiday's good. Yeah, he showed up.
Yeah,
he showed up, man.
So
like, his stocks went up.
Yeah, so we got, so Kawhi, is Kawhi coming this year or next year?
He has to come this year.
It has to be this year.
Has to be this year.
No one else is going to trade for him.
A LeBron fan trying to chase the ghost. Trying to chase the ghost right here.
I don't think anyone else would trade for him because it's sort of like a...
Yeah, it's like a rental. Because he's going to stay with you for a year and then he could ditch you next year for free agency.
And who...
But they took that risk with Paul George and he signed a...
Yeah, that's a good point. So
man, just how you do it, man. Like,
so he's got to come this year. Do we think he actually comes this year?
He has to come this year. Like, as a Laker fan, or
are you a Laker fan? Or
I'm just speaking from the outside. I'm looking from the outside, right? Looking in. I'm just saying, as a LeBron fan who was so desperately chasing the ghost, has to be done this year. As a Laker fan that is also feeling bittersweet about this trade. If one more big name comes in, I think it'll sort of balance it out and be like, all right, I see a team happening here. Yeah. Right now, I don't understand this. Right now, the LeBron trade is great, but I don't understand the whole...
Him coming by himself?
Yeah.
He's not coming alone. He'll bring someone. I can't tell you who. And I want Kawhi, but yeah, Pop's playing hardball with that, so...
I heard Steven Adams is being shopped around right now.
I would love Steven Adams to the Lakers.
I just heard that today.
That'd be the best thing ever.
Steven Adams.
Apparently.
You'd take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, 100%.
I would.
He's a perfect glue man. Especially LeBron Toronto. Would love him.
Yeah. Apparently Toronto's after Steven
Adams. LeBron would love Steven Adams on his team. Imagine those screens he'd set for.
But I think that JaVale McGee will be very helpful.
Yeah, off the bench.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they can work together.
Yeah, they can, but they obviously need someone else. So we'll roll on to the other big one was Paul George. So he stayed with Oklahoma City for 4 years. He announced it at a party that Russell Westbrook held for him.
No, his barber announced it.
Oh, his barber announced it.
Sorry.
Come on.
See, so his barber went to Twitter and said, what did he say? He said
something like, I just picked up Paul George from the airport.
Good news to come.
Yeah, got real good news to come.
So he didn't tell... he didn't tell an ESPN insider. He told his barber.
Yeah. So please, ESPN, thanks for the 3-part series. My barber leak the news.
That's like the NBA doing 7 games to get ratings, right?
Yeah.
This 3-part show.
So he's staying in Oklahoma City with Westbrook and Melo. Adams, thoughts on that, guys? I think it was the dumbest move ever.
Yeah, I think it was stupid.
On both parts. Oklahoma overpaying for a declining star.
You think declining?
Yes.
Already?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't even think it's there.
Next to Russell, he's going to decline.
I was starting to wonder if it has something to do with his leg.
What? I mean, look, he'll never be psychologically 100%.
Yeah.
That's something that'll always come back and haunt him.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, can he's I put decline. Weight on it? Can I land on it? Can I, you know what I mean? Every time he goes to the rim, he's like...
Scared.
But I don't think he's declining.
Next to Russell, he will. He won't put up what he was used to at Indiana. He's not going to have the ball in his hands. I'm positive his stats are going to decline.
Yeah, but like...
If everyone can see Darby's facial towards me now, he's filthy.
No, he is filthy.
He'll decline. I'll just buy that. If I'm wrong, then people can rip me on the page, but I think he'll decline next to Rossi.
That's at Willie.
At Willie, not Wilson.
Yeah, get that right. Okay. I mean, like, I think if anything, Carmelo is declining.
Yeah, he declined.
He was declining 5 years ago. But I think Paul and I think they may be able to get
working. I think they've got a good friendship. You can tell they're good friends, but
yeah.
On the court is a different story, I guess.
Look, like I said, man, the West is so unpredictable. It's so tough. Every year is different.
Any thoughts about that, Jake? About Paul George? Was it surprising to you?
It was surprising. I thought all signs were pointing to LA.
Yep.
And just the way he announced it, Westbrook.
Yep.
At the party. Is Westbrook really running the show?
Yeah.
I'm not too sure, but I think Oklahoma's wasting money, especially with Melo as well. He's overpaid.
Melo.
He's just cashing in while he can. Because
Melo?
Melo's cashing in because next year the $20 million contract is done. Not coming.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be lucky to get eight next year with whoever he signs with.
He'll be lucky to be a starter.
Yeah, 100%. So he should be sixth man. He just won't take it.
But that's like Isaiah Thomas as well. You know, he won't. He's already said he doesn't want to be a off the bench guy. Yeah. He wants to be a starter. So
he's not good enough, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He just declined. Like he had
one good year.
Like
pretty good one good year.
It was a really good one.
It was like 30 points per game.
But he was carrying on like he. But that's like the thing.
That's what I was thinking about Jason Tatum as well. Like I mean, I just think that Boston's setup works for a lot of players. It gives them a lot of opportunity. Like
yeah, you know, Brad Stevens.
If he was with any other team, like just I was thinking about Jason Tatum. If he was in LA and they took that pick instead of Lonzo, I don't think it would have worked. As good as Tatum is, like I think in Boston, they allow you to
play your game.
Yeah, and excel. You know,
that's Brad Stevens to a T, though.
Yeah. So that's the thing. But it goes pretty much.
Yeah. So do we think? So if anyone watched the actual three-part series, I said to Wilson before, I thought it was way too obvious that it was OKC because everything was pointing towards LA in it, and I just thought, why would you do a three-part series with pointing to LA just to say you're going to LA, you know what I mean?
I just saved my time and I just didn't watch it.
I just thought it was so evident that he was going to OKC because of how obvious it was pointing towards LA. So I thought
it was going to be, I'm going to show my love for LA sort of thing, you know, I'm coming home.
Yeah, but it was complete opposite.
Yeah.
I'll tell my barber and
did the barber even get him a fade or?
No, I don't. Did he?
I don't even think he ever got a haircut. He just wanted to put the news up.
Yeah,
he just wanted to
look like
he looked rough. Yeah, he looked rough.
But was there anyone else at the party, or was it just Westbrook and
Carmelo? Wasn't there?
I don't think there was.
Well, what? So apparently, Russie came back from a family trip in Hawaii just for the party.
Oh, for his own party?
Yeah. So his family is still in Hawaii apparently.
That's how he rolls.
And then he's just going to go back.
He's going to stop over for my own party.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so that's so Paul George is staying at Oklahoma. Another big signing was Chris Paul, $160 million for 4 years.
He got paid, man.
So he's going to get $40 million a year. Thoughts on that, gentlemen? Because that was crazy. I think he's the third highest paid player in the league now.
It's crazy, but you're in Game 7 against the Warriors.
You win.
Yeah,
and you probably win the title. His first title.
So why wouldn't you run that back? Yes. But the downside of that is, yeah, he's going to be what, 38?
Yep.
When and he finishes. You're paying him $40 million?
Yep. And he's injury prone.
Yeah.
But the way he plays is always slow anyway, right? He slows down the whole game.
Yeah.
So at 38, I think the speed doesn't really matter for him. I mean, I'm just thinking like he'll be fine. Like, I know they have to pay him that much to keep him there because that's just how the NBA is turning out to be now.
Yeah, they just got to
really
play overs. Yeah.
You really have to.
He's getting paid overs, but he's worth it.
There's just no more players left, like, you know, starters that you can
just pick up for cheap.
Not anymore, man.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on it, Jake?
I couldn't see him going anywhere else.
Yeah.
I thought 100% he'll stay in Houston.
Yep.
I do agree, Game 7, he's there. They win. But I still think they might need one more piece now that Ariza's gone.
Ariza's, man, I was hoping Ariza came to the Warriors.
Was he Phoenix?
He's 15 mil. 1 year, 15 mil.
He's good. He's a glue man. I like Ariza.
Yeah, so do I.
You want to tie with the Lakers against Orlando. I think he's a good player. Yeah, so Ariza.
He was our Tony Allen.
Yeah, he was really good. And then we ditched him for Ron Artest the year after. That worked out.
Worked out.
He saved us in the game.
We could have kept both, though.
Yeah.
Kobe passed me the ball.
He said pass it back, but I said no.
You know, it's funny. The best, I think everyone is familiar with the Mike Breen bang. Yeah. I think that was the best bang.
God.
When I just hit that shot in Game 7. Because he was, that was the ugliest shot ever.
It was.
And it shouldn't have gone to him, but it went to him and he got it. So another big signing was DeAndre Jordan is leaving LA to go to Dallas for a one-year deal?
Yeah, one year deal.
So he backflipped on them a few years ago, and now he's going back. So
this one was the biggest head scratcher to me.
I think he suits him.
He doesn't suit their timeline.
How so?
Because they have he's older.
Dennis Smith.
They have Dennis Smith, Doncic, and then they got Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, they're paying him overs. Speaking of
and
overs,
they're not really ready to go right now. So I thought they should have gone for like a Capella who was
younger. Yeah, more athletic.
And on their timeline sort of thing.
Houston wouldn't let Capella go, man. Not after last year.
Well, I think they're going to have to let him go now anyway, since they maxed out
CP. Oh, he's going to have to take a pay cut from what I saw. Like a big one.
Capella is
good. He is good. Yeah. He's really good.
Yeah, so if you're going to give someone the max, why don't you give it to Capella? I thought you'd give it to Capella because Houston wouldn't be able to match.
Yeah. Good one.
And it's like, it suits your timeline with the young guys.
But is DeAndre on max for 1 year? It's like
25, I think.
Yeah.
Or 24.
But and he'd probably just leave next year anyway, you think?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking with the 1 year deal.
Yeah, he'll just go next year.
Just going to get paid
and then they'll take off.
See what's out there.
Yeah.
Well, because he's a declining player.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
You know, his block rate and all that rebound rate all went down this year.
Yeah. But and then if you put him with Dirk, who's massively declining, it's crazy.
That's if Dirk comes back.
Yeah.
And if he comes back, because I think they decided to part ways.
I still think there'll always be a place for DeAndre in the league, man.
I'm not saying there isn't, but I'm talking about in the timeline of
Dallas,
what they're doing right now. I know they want to be good next year, but there's no point being sort of mediocre, you know what I mean? If you can get another young piece to help you
for a lot longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Like if they had offered Randall that money.
Oh, please not. I love Randall.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, offered Randall that money, and then you're looking at Dennis Smith, Doncic, Randall as your
Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, and Harrison Barnes. That's
a good young core. Yeah, it's a good point. Do they have a bench? Who's their bench?
Oh, JJ Barea.
Is Wesley still there?
I think he's up.
The round ball? He's pretty chubby, eh? Is he he's there, right?
Yeah, I think he's up. He's still there, yeah, but I think he's up for...
He's running up soon?
For contract.
Yeah.
Because they gave him that max after he done his Achilles.
Yeah, that's
right. So I say stay away from...
Achilles.
Cousins.
Speaking of... All right, we'll roll into Cousins then. So Cousins been in the chat for maybe a Lakers move. Where does Cousins go? Why do you not take him? Anything? Anyone?
Is he a free? He's a free agent.
Yeah, I think he might take a
pay cut.
One and one.
Yeah. I think he stays.
I think he takes a 1 year to try prove that he gets back. And then he can be good again.
Yeah,
and then opt out, and then he'll get his money. Max.
Yep.
He's too injury prone.
Yeah. So you don't like him anyway, or just
no? I like him at Pelicans. Like him at Lakers, maybe. But I think he'd have to prove that.
I think Wilson's good point. 1 and 1.
Yeah.
Let him earn the money after one good year.
Because if you stay healthy, you've seen like the big men who get Achilles. You know, tear Achilles.
They never come back.
They never come back.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think the money thing. Like, you know, some players are lucky enough to get it, but then some players are not.
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter. Like, I mean, he. I think he needs to go to LA. I really think LA should pick him up. Honestly, just for
the right price, you'd take
him. Yeah. Not for what he wants. He'd be one over 20. I'm not paying him over 20. Not coming off an Achilles injury. He doesn't come for less than 20.
Yeah, but there's been some teams that have just thrown money at people for
less.
The heck of it. Like,
just wait for them to take it.
Yeah.
Like, Pelicans will match it then. Or they'll probably give him more.
Because you're not going to find another Cousins. Like, I mean, who?
Yeah.
Who's close enough? Even physically and things like that. You just won't.
Does he match LeBron's style though?
Doesn't have to. Just needs to get rebounds. He's strong in the paint. Like, LeBron will make it work. You know, he does that. He does that all the time. But
did you just give LeBron a compliment?
Off the field, I like him. Off the field, I like I can hear his interviews all day. I think he's a very intelligent guy. I just can't stand him flopping. That's the only thing that puts me off, man. Just the way he flops and...
You know what puts me off, LeBron? His fans.
His
fans kill me.
Sorry, Jake. This guy's alright, though. I must say, he's alright.
But
I've known him for a long time. He's actually alright.
LeBron, as a player and as a person, you can't fold him.
No, you can't. Like I said,
he hasn't done anything wrong. He's been in the league since he was,
18.
Yeah. He's been in the limelight, let's say, from,
15?
Yeah, 13, 14. He's never done anything wrong. You never hear any bad rumors about him. Plays the game hard, but his fans just kill me. And now they're all coming to LA.
Yeah, they are.
Now it's LeBron.
And he'll probably get a statue from 2 years.
I heard that they're pulling down Shaq's one.
Whoa.
And they aren't going to give Kobe a big one, so...
You're kidding yourself, mate. Wow. Kobe's going to be on the top of the Staples.
This guy just out here to rob things today. He had all prepared and everything. He's got jokes today. Wow.
I think... So I said to Wilson earlier, so that's pretty much all the big signings, right? Yeah? Mm. All right. I said to Wilson, if LeBron can get a title in LA, I'm willing to put him over Jordan. Let's just wait for Darby's response to that one.
Hey, man, I need some time for that one. I need to digest.
I didn't think I'd ever put anyone over Jordan.
Let Wilson take the floor.
I'm serious. If he can win one as a Laker, I'm throwing him over Jordan. And I hate LeBron.
Look.
Everyone knows that.
I don't think I'll ever be able to scum like...
Yeah, but three teams, three titles, man.
I mean, like, man, I'm used to the one team all the way through kind of thing.
Yeah, but at the Lakers. He came to the Lakers when he was old. And if he can bring them a title...
Oh, look, I agree. I just still can't hold him highly as Kobe or Jordan.
I'm massive Kobe. He's a better player than Kobe.
So
run that back.
So be it.
But if he can win one as a Laker...
Yeah, man, LA's going to be crazy. Yeah. Like, you know, they need a win. It's been a long time.
Yes.
What, 2010 was the last one?
2010 against Boston.
Damn. 8-9 years. That's painful.
I'll run him over with Jordan if he can win one as a Laker.
I think it's going to depend... Like I said before, I think it's going to depend on who he beats. I mean, it's got
to
go through...
It has to be Golden State.
Yeah, I think so, it's got to be Golden State.
Say if Golden State separate, I don't know why, maybe money or whatever, and it's only, say, three of them, would you still consider that good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So say Clay goes next year when he's in free agency, and he still beats the Warriors with Draymond, Steph, KD. Still the same?
Yeah.
Still the same,
yeah. They'll still have Curry.
There's still three of the top 15 players in the league.
Yep.
All NBA first, second, third.
Oh, let's not go back to this one. Darby's up to his tricks again. The funny thing is, with LeBron coming over, I think the top seven players in the NBA right now are all from the West. Who's the best player in the East now? Giannis.
Kyrie. Giannis or Embiid?
And he's not. Do you think he's top 10?
Giannis?
At the moment?
I think he will be by this season.
All right, who's your top? Okay, who's everyone's top five current players right now? I think they're all in the West.
Yeah, it's all in the West.
Wilson, you go.
Well, it's top LeBron.
Yep.
KD.
Yep.
Steph's up there.
AD.
AD.
Jimmy. Jimmy Harden.
Yeah. Jake. Yeah, and Harden. Yeah, that's five.
Jake.
LeBron, Durant, Curry, Harden, Davis.
Davi.
Yeah, same as.
Yeah, I think it's the same as mine. I got Russi up there as well, but Russi's still in the West. And then who else you got? You got Boogie's there. Jimmy Butler's there.
Cat
is there. West is strong. Mm. Dame's there.
Mm.
And then who's the best five players in the East then?
Giannis, DeRozan.
Kyrie.
Yeah. I think you'd even be looking to put in a sophomore, Jason Tatum.
And Simmons. Mm.
Yeah,
Simmons. If the format was the same back in the day with East and West, West would wipe the floor with East. But they've changed it.
Well, there's a list of current players active that have made all NBA first team. From the West, there's LeBron, KD, Harden, Curry, Davis, Kawhi, Chris Paul, Westbrook, DeAndre Jordan, Marc Gasol, Dirk, Derrick Rose.
And they're all in the West.
The only one in the East, Joakim Noah.
And does he even play anymore? Where is Joakim, he?
He's in New York. New York. Yeah, talk about overpaid. He's in New York.
Wow.
And the ones who are still pending are Dwight Howard and Dwayne Wade.
Massively declined.
Yeah.
That's great. Paul George is in the West. Kawhi Leonard. Everyone forgets about Kawhi Leonard. He's in the West.
The West is scary.
The West is a scary place.
I think now, for the first time, LeBron fans are going to actually realize how tough the West is. Like, they took it for granted all the time.
I think it's awesome that he's come here. He knows where it's at. LeBron. I think it's a ballsy move that he's come to the West. And I reckon he's ready for it. It's going to be awesome.
especially if he does it with the young guys.
Yeah. I think it's up for a cool story.
That young guys thing, I don't buy it, man. Because if that young guys thing was a factor, it would have worked in Cleveland. Like, I mean, that was a young bunch as well.
Yeah, our younger players are better than the Cleveland ones.
Yeah, but I still won't believe it until I see something, because I just think you need to be experienced to make it to the playoffs.
So, all right, if you go one for one, right? So, if you went from the new Lakers 5 against the Cavs 5 that played. I'm pretty sure the Lakers win 5.
Yeah.
4-1. So you go Lonzo against George Hill. Who we got?
Lonzo. Depends who's hacking.
That's who you got? Lonzo or Jake? Lonzo or Hill?
If Lonzo can hit a 3, I'd got him.
Darby?
Yeah, I'd go Lonzo. But honestly, both of those players are so quiet, I wouldn't even notice them in the game.
So who's KCP or J.R. Smith?
Huh.
Yeah.
If anyone says JR Smith, you get kicked out right now.
JR.
And then obviously LeBron's taking out Julius Randle or Kevin Love. Let's probably still get Kevin Love.
That's up in the air. I think Love is
that's a pick him. Yeah, I mean, there's no wrong answer there.
Yeah. If you would go bigger, then it'd be Kuzma Thompson. I'd go Kuzma.
Nah, man, Thompson's way better. Tristan Thompson.
Kuzma! Oh, what?
Tristan Thompson.
No, what does he do? Rebound. That's it.
Yeah, but you take what do you need him for?
Yeah,
you
but I'm just
rebounding. You're talking about one-on-one.
Yeah, no, like if you were going like, so you're saying the Youngs had the Youngs would have worked in Cleveland. That's the only one I've worked in LA. Well, I'm saying the LA Youngs are better than the Youngs.
I actually rate Tristan Thompson quite highly, man. I know he had a couple of bad seasons, but I think he's a great. Actually,
he rebounds.
He's cursed.
He's cursed.
He's got that curse.
But when he plays well, man, he's actually a really good player.
But I wouldn't take him over Kuz.
Okay.
You find enough guys that do what Tristan Thompson does.
Capella's like a steroid version of Thompson, I think.
Yeah, true.
But I just think the younger players at. And we didn't even say Ingram, and Ingram stays if LeBron doesn't get anyone else. So I think younger players at LA are much better than younger players that they had at
Cleveland. Hands down. It's not even close.
So I think it could work.
I think Ingram, if
Ingram stays with LeBron.
If Ingram stays with LeBron, man, he's going to have a good year, man.
Yes, I agree.
He's got that wingspan as well, man. He's going to have a good year. I'm excited about him.
Any other free agency things you want to discuss, boys? Who else was there?
Who else is
they're up? The big ones so far.
Tomorrow we can get news on Kawhi.
Tomorrow could be Kawhi's one, waiting for the Walsh ball.
But
anything else in general?
Is there any free agent in the East that's worth talking about?
No.
Jabari
Parker?
Who makes it in the East?
Who makes it in the East?
It'll be Philly and Boston for the next 30 years. I swear it's going to be boring. Philly and Boston. Toronto, if they can stop choking.
Toronto will always pretend they're there.
Yeah.
Toronto are dumb. They're for firing
Drake will always pretend they're there. Drake will be there courtside.
Let's face it, Drake is the only reason why Toronto are relevant.
I think Boston. Boston are better than Philly. Yeah, Boston. Obviously, they beat them.
If Boston stays the way,
which they can. Then
if Hayward and Irving are still there, yeah, for sure.
So we're going Boston for the East?
Yeah.
And then Boston against Golden State. That's just sweet.
Look, I would love to see Giannis in the big stage.
His team's not good enough.
But yeah, he just needs more. He needs more.
And he's got to learn how to shoot.
All right, so last question. Who, I think Will's asked this before, up here, who falls out? I forgot one team that I think falls out of the West. Utah. They fall out if the Lakers come in.
I'll have to see about Utah because their defense is real.
Yeah. I love Utah.
I love Utah too, but I just forgot. We all said Portland. Coach. We all said Portland will fall out for sure.
Portland fall out.
Yep. But then I think Denver comes in as well, so that means two teams
will
fall out.
Denver won't come in.
You reckon?
Nah, Denver won't come in. I think it's Pelicans or Portland that falls out.
Yeah, and
but I don't see Denver coming in. I think they'll be close to it till probably the last or second last game
ninth,
of the season.
Eighth or ninth. Yeah.
But
well, that's what happened this year with that man Timberwolves.
They missed it on the last day.
I think Minnesota might miss out.
I think Minnesota fall out as well.
I don't think they're a solid team. I think they're very like
good players.
Good players, but like
don't know how to play.
So you all think Portland will stay?
I think Portland fall. I think they're all they can all fall.
Yeah. Like
except they could be except the two.
Well, yeah. They could be like second.
Wait, the Spurs made the eight, didn't they?
Yeah.
They fall if Kawhi leaves. 100%.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Anyone can fall apart from
Houston, Golden State,
and the Lakers.
Yeah. I just think there's something about Spurs and the way they scout their players and they fill it up one way or the other. I mean, I'm not expecting them to go past the first round, but I just feel like the players they signed, whether it's from France, Europe, or wherever they find them,
they get them.
It just makes them work somehow, like, you know. But I'm a big fan of DeJounte Murray. Like, I mean, I'm a huge fan of him.
Yeah, he's a good player.
I think he's going to be...
Could be the future.
He could be. I mean, he's got the hops. He's got the... I mean, it's everything about him. You know, there's certain players you just see and you just know.
Yeah. Okay, so to finish up, we'll pick our eight for the East. Oh, West, sorry. With LeBron in there. And let's assume Kawhi stays.
Kawhi stays in San Antonio?
Just assume he stays.
All right, so I'm going...
In any order. I can't pick. Okay. Yeah. I can't pick one.
Golden State, Rockets, Lakers. I could have put the Spurs in there if Kawhi's staying. I put in the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets are better than Portland and Timberwolves. I got to put in maybe the... I put in the Thunder on talent alone.
Yes. Yeah, that's everything getting in there.
And Utah. And is that eight? Yeah, seven. Maybe I just leave that spot open.
For
the Grizzlies.
Grizzlies.
I think the Grizzlies finish first. First. Yeah, it's got to be Pelicans.
Yeah. Jake?
Warriors, Rockets, Lakers. So Kawhi staying, so Spurs. Thunder. Utah. I think Denver makes it. And Pelicans, I'm a bit... I've got a question mark next to Pelicans. Yeah. I think AD's good enough to get him there.
Yeah.
But if Cousins stays, it does change everything.
Yeah.
I think
they were better without him in a weird way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I think before you say yours, that's my aim as well.
And Phoenix. Phoenix will get up there.
You think?
Has Denver done something that I'm missing? Like, is
they missed up on one game.
Okay.
Well, they got good young players.
And they got
coming back.
Porter Jr. Yeah. If he plays.
They so got your, Jokic.
So who's your eight then?
Go Warriors.
Yep.
Lakers, Houston, Pelicans, OKC. Then we got. Three more. We got Utah for sure, and then we've got Portland. And the last one. Oh man, am I missing someone big?
Just Denver or?
Did you say Spurs?
Spurs would take the eight spot. I give Spurs the eight spot.
Yeah.
Because whether Kawhi comes back or not, I still think they're probably just
too good.
But that's the worst eight you. That's the eight spot you never want to see.
You probably don't want to play this place. Yeah. Yeah.
But with Manu and all them aging and stuff, I mean, right now I just don't know where they're at.
Yeah.
Like, I know they'll easily make the playoffs. They always do quietly. But it's
when they do after that. Yeah. So I'm going the same eight as Jake. It was Golden State, Houston, Lakers, OKC, Denver, Pelicans, Utah, and what was the last one? That's it, eh? Yeah. Any final thoughts on the NBA, fellas? Well, we called this emergency podcast.
We had to call this in, man. This was like big time news, man. Like,
so tomorrow we're probably waiting on... So what are we waiting on? Cousins, Kawhi.
And just the smaller guys.
And then
Avery Bradley's.
Mm. Yep. Who Will wants...
Wait, is Avery Jabari? An actual...
Jabari.
Who's... Utah's after him. Utah and...
There's a few teams.
Yeah. He might as well go to Utah. He's Mormon. He'd fit in perfectly, mate.
Yeah.
And it just depends.
He'd probably suit their system. Doesn't play defense well, but...
Hmm. Well, you saw in the playoffs, if you get him engaged, he can defend.
Jabari?
Yeah, Jabari. Yeah. He had a good series.
Yeah.
When he's motivated.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But I think he's another one who's got to take a chance on himself and show he can stay healthy and perform because he hasn't been healthy.
Awesome. Final words, fellas. Thanks for coming on again. Jake, good having you on, brother.
Thank you for having me.
Davey, you look like you want to say something.
No, I'm good.
We're good.
If the Grizzlies get Avery Bradley, it's a wrap.
It's like a wrap. Championship wrap?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to switch to LeBron Three after peak. This end of the season? You're it's not going to go like...
Oh, the shots are still coming from last
week. Talk to me, man. Coming. Talk to me. Tell me. You know, I need to know now.
Avery Bradley suits their style, though, like 100%. The way he plays is exactly how Memphis plays.
Who's going to score, though?
Avery Bradley.
We'll beat you guys in the 90s.
Man.
We'll bring it back to the mug, Britton Grant style.
Who's going to score? Tell me, who's going to put up 30 every night?
Mark
Gasol.
Marky Mark.
Really?
Get us to the playoffs. Really, get us to the playoffs. You never want to see the Grizzlies in the playoffs.
Avery Bradley, huh? Lakers should sign him right now, man. If he's talking about that,
why would you pick KCP over someone like Avery Bradley, who does
same
stuff but probably better and cheaper? He'd be cheaper than KCP.
KCP doesn't play any defense. Does he play defense?
He's all right.
He's pretty locked down.
He's a good defender.
Yeah, I think Avery is better than
him. Oh, he is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hands down, he's a better defender.
KCP is a better scorer.
Yeah, you don't need scoring when you've got a guy named LeBron James.
Avery Bradley shoots like 40% from three on his career. LeBron
James thing, right? But like, he can't do it every night.
Yeah, I know.
He just can't. Like,
oh, he can, but it shouldn't. He shouldn't have to do like that.
He just can't do it every night.
Yeah, I get you, man.
So I mean, they need James Jones. You know about James Jones?
The real King James.
Oh, James Jones is James the Jones. One who rode the bus the whole time.
They need him.
Oh, it's like,
every time he was around, they won.
Yeah,
he won.
Him
he
and won. Who was the other guy that used to follow LeBron around for titles?
Was it Dante Jones?
No, who's the other one? Was it James Jones?
It was definitely James. But he could shoot. Like, I'm telling you right now, man, that dude could shoot. Like, I would take him. I don't know why he retired.
He won all three?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think he's a 3-point shooter.
He was,
yeah, that's him. Yeah, yeah.
Like, even Reggie Miller thought
you have no idea who he is until you see he's got 3 rings with LeBron.
Did it quietly, but he was the good luck charm.
Yeah,
they need to bring him back to LA. Good point. Just mental.
Good point. All right, so that wraps it up for today's pod. So the next NBA podcast is in 3 weeks.
Oh,
so we're actually doing a video of that one. So you'll see the guys. Live and fresh, so you'll know who the imbecile was who said Kawhi Leonard in there or NBA team. So we'll be doing that at the Cooper Brothers store. So we'll be laced up in Cooper Brothers gear.
Cooper Brothers better give us some 3-piece suits.
So we'll get some nice gear, some nice shoes, bit of promotion, and you'll know who to aim your comments at when he says something stupid.
And make sure you get your makeup and makeup.
Everything, makeup trailers.
You know, I need the trailers, the caravans, whatever it is.
Look, we didn't come all the way to LA for nothing, all right?
Yeah, there you go.
That was part of the LeBron deal. He said, get Wilson a trailer.
I left my Hawaii holiday to come for this podcast. Yeah. Right? Like, I was in Hawaii right now, Russell, jumping in the water, man.
Darby's turned into Westbrook. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming, gents, for joining us. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Keep tuned for the next podcast. Thank you.